DNA testing of dogs is a booming business. Over the last decade or so, the genes of hundreds of thousands of dogs have been analyzed to determine which breeds they belong to or to check for genetic disease. But today, three local experts warn in the prestigious journal Nature that the pet genetics industry is running wild. As WBUR's Carrie Goldberg reports, they want it reined in.
When the pug the authors call Petunia started having trouble walking, her owners bought a $65 direct-to-consumer genetic test. It turned up positive for a mutation linked to a degenerative disease similar to ALS in humans. So they put her to sleep to keep her from suffering. The trouble is, research suggests that only a small percentage of dogs who test positive for that mutation will actually develop the disease.
That is a real case. And it is one, but there have been many of them. And in fact, a number of cases just like that one are what started me thinking about this years ago when the first genetic tests started to be used routinely.
Dr. Lisa Moses is a veterinarian at MSPCA Angel Animal Medical Center and a research scholar on bioethics at Harvard.
And people are trying to make decisions to spare what they see as future suffering, which I totally understand. I just want to make sure that we're making those decisions for really good reasons.
But it can be hard to be sure because pet genetic testing is virtually unregulated.
One of the alternative titles we had proposed to Nature was Pet Genomic Medicine, Owners Beware.
Veterinarian Steve Neamy is the director of the Office of Animal Resources at Harvard and co-authored the commentary.
One of the purposes of this article was just a heads up to everybody that this needs some serious attention in an organized fashion.
The article calls for several remedies, including quality standards for how pet genetic tests are performed and how their results are shared, and a cadre of pet genetic counselors who could help owners interpret the test results. It points out that much of the testing is for genes whose power to cause disease hasn't been fully nailed down. Co-author Eleanor Carlson, a leading researcher on dog genetics who's based at UMass Medical School and the Broad Institute, says she was aghast when she learned from Lisa Moses that genetic research like hers is being used to make clinical decisions, including euthanasia.
It really upset me. I mean, both the idea that people were already using genetics like this and the idea that the papers that I've published on things like bone cancer and compulsive disorder may also end up being used as tests, and that people wouldn't understand what the limitations were of the work that we've done so far.
In particular, she says, often a first step in research is to find a mutation that's more common in dogs that do have a disease than dogs that don't. But there's a critical second step, which is to look at a new group of dogs and see how well that mutation predicts whether they'll get sick or not.
It's not that there's anything wrong with the science that has been done, but often they've done it only in a very small group of dogs or only in one breed, and they've usually never done this kind of next study of actually looking at whether it's useful for predicting disease.
Dog DNA testing companies say some efforts at improving the industry's practices are already underway, and that some of what the article calls for is already happening, at least in spots. Dr. Angela Hughes, a veterinary geneticist at Wisdom Health, says the company considers it critical to help owners and vets understand what test results mean.
We really want to provide information that is relevant, accurate, and informative, which means also providing genetic counseling using a full staff of veterinarians that are specially trained.
We don't want it to be the Wild West because it is possible that you get, and we've actually seen it, you know, bad actors come in offering cut rate prices but not doing what they need to do.
Cornell Professor Adam Boyko is Chief Scientific Officer at Embark Veterinary. The Boston-based dog DNA testing company is one of the founding members of an existing initiative called the Harmonization of Genetic Testing in Dogs. He sees a widely shared ultimate goal.
Where, like, DNA testing is being done in, you know, certified laboratories to high standards, and data is being used and shared in a way that accelerates discovery.
But there's clearly a ways to go to get there. Genetics researcher Eleanor Carlson says that as a scientist, she loves seeing people's interest in genetics, human or dog.
Because I find it to be absolutely fascinating. But at the same time, I think it's really important not to think that this is something that we understand yet. There's so much more work that needs to be done.
Her advice to owners? Focus on your dog's actual health rather than genetic test results and ask lots of questions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.